If you're looking for a way to really speed up your understanding of practices around inner balance, maybe transformation, and you want the clearest possible take on the source material you found, then welcome to the deep dive. We've got your sources right here, this very specific material about spiritual healing services in Toronto, and we're set to unpack the promise they're making.
Exactly. This deep dive is a bit different because we're laser focused on, well, just one concentrated piece of information. Our job isn't really to judge the practice itself, but more to, take apart the specific language the provider is using. We're kind of reverse engineering their whole philosophy, looking at the terms, the results they claim, the exact methods listed.
Okay, yeah, let's break that down. So the core idea, the main goal of this service, is stated really clearly: reconnecting with your inner self. That sets the mission right away. But what I find interesting is how fast the source moves from that sort of philosophical aim to a very practical, powerful claim. It talks about a powerful energy cleanse and emotional balance.
That phrase, powerful energy cleanse and emotional balance. Yeah, that's really the key to understanding how they're presenting this. It hits two different needs, doesn't it? First, this need for action, that powerful cleanse sounds immediate, like it decisively gets rid of negativity. And second, the need for stability, emotional balance that speaks to the calm state you want afterwards. It's quite a compelling mix, promising action and peace.
Absolutely. It's not just a vague promise. It's framed as an active thing happening, followed by a stable result. And the ultimate transformation, the highest goal for the client, they call it soulful transformation, which sounds like, more than just a minor adjustment. It's positioned as a really comprehensive change.
And if you dig into that transformation idea, the source actually specifies the end results. It suggests a pretty holistic outcome. It says the client will get two distinct but linked results: mental clarity and spiritual serenity. We should probably pause on that for a second, because distinguishing those two is, well, it's more interesting than it might seem at first glance.
I agree. A lot of wellness stuff might just promise peace of mind generally, but this source deliberately splits the cognitive side, mental clarity, from what sounds like a deeper state, spiritual serenity. So for you, the listener, the question becomes, why separate them? If the methods are mainly energetic, does that imply they think there are different energy channels or something, targeting the mind versus the spirit?
That's really the core of it, isn't it? Mental clarity that suggests focus, overcoming confusion, maybe dealing with the conscious everyday stuff. Spiritual serenity, though, that sounds deeper, like a fundamental peacefulness, a state that isn't easily shaken by external thoughts or events. It suggests the treatment has to work on layers beyond just thinking to get to that deep interconnection.
Okay, so if that's the big goal, this soulful transformation bringing both clarity and serenity, we need to know what obstacle they say needs removing. What's the villain in the story they're telling?
The source is pretty direct about that. The main thing stopping this soulful transformation: emotional blockages. That's the enemy, the specific problem these services are supposedly designed to fix. Any effective healing system needs a clearly defined problem, and calling it blockages gives an immediate reason for the services they offer.
It's interesting how they frame it narratively, yeah, defining the blockages as this tangible thing to overcome. So, okay, now we get to the how. How do these dependable professionals in Toronto, as the source calls them, promise to actually get rid of these blockages and bring about that clarity and serenity?
Right, this is where we look at the toolkit they offer. The source actually lays out a pretty logical sequence of methods. It outlines three distinct services, all aimed at clearing those energetic and emotional blockages. If the goal is balance, then the methods seem to be about structure, defense, and harmony. Makes sense.
Let's take the first one. Maybe the most basic tool they list, chakra realignment. Now, we can probably assume our listener knows the basics of chakras as energy centers, but what does realignment actually mean here in terms of clearing blockages?
Realignment is really about the structure, the internal architecture. If you've got energy blockages, the idea is that these centers, the chakras, are maybe messed up, spinning wrong, or just out of sync. So chakra realignment in this context is like the foundational repair job. It's about making sure the main energy pathways are stable and working right before dealing with anything else.
Okay, so stabilize the insight first. That follows a certain logic. Then the second specific technique is aura cleansing. This seems to shift the focus outwards, right? If realignment is internal, what's aura cleansing for?
Aura cleansing is more about, let's say, energetic defense and your immediate environment. If chakras are like your internal energy organs, the aura is often thought of as the energy field around you protecting you. So the cleansing part suggests removing stuff that's stuck to this field, maybe negative energy, attachments, stress, from outside things that contribute to those emotional blockages. So you go from fixing the internal setup to clearing the external field.
That does seem like a structured approach. Fix inside, then clean outside.
Yeah.
But then there's a third one listed, energy balancing. How does that fit in after realignment and cleansing?
Well, energy balancing sounds like the final step, the synthesis maybe.
Yeah.
You've fixed the structure with realignment. You've cleared the immediate field with cleansing. So energy balancing seems to be about getting the whole system now repaired and cleaned to actually work together smoothly, harmoniously.
Ah, okay. So it's the step that makes the whole system operate correctly after the fixes. And this ties directly back to that initial promise of achieving emotional balance, doesn't it?
Exactly. That's the steady state they mentioned at the start.
So realignment, cleansing, and then balancing. It's presented as a sequence.
Precisely. It seems to be the maintenance phase almost. The source lays out this logical three-step process for, well, for total spiritual healing, as they define it. It gives the initial fix-up realignment and cleansing, and then the ongoing harmonious state balancing. It's designed to sound, you know, thorough and professionally handled.
And like we mentioned, the source really stresses the professional aspect. It says these services, the chakra work, the aura cleansing, the energy balancing, are done by dependable professionals in Toronto.
Yes, that dependability claim, plus the specific mention of Toronto, that's the final practical piece we need to cover. We've looked at the philosophy, the what and why, and the methods, the how, but we need to make sure you, the listener, have the full operational context from the source material too. This isn't just an abstract idea. It's tied to a place and modern ways to connect.
Right. It's important. It's kind of an old philosophy meeting modern communication. They're not hiding away. The source gives three clear contemporary ways to reach these dependable professionals.
First, they have a website. The main online entry point mentioned for these spiritual healing services is https.bestastrology.caspiritualhealingintoronto.
Okay, standard web presence. And for direct contact, maybe for asking detailed questions in writing.
Yes, they provide an email address, shivaramastrologer55@gmail.com. That's there in the source for anyone wanting to follow up directly.
Got it. Website and email. What else?
And finally, reinforcing that idea of being accessible and professional, the source gives a direct phone number. +1-647-614-7099. So that pretty much covers all the practical contact details provided in the material we analyzed.
Okay, so we've traced the whole path then. The mission was reconnecting with your inner self. The problem, the enemy, was identified as emotional blockages. The strategy involved three parts: chakra realignment, or cleansing, and energy balancing. And the promised outcome, the reward, is that dual state of mental clarity and spiritual serenity.
Exactly. If we pull all that distilled information together, what we see is a complete system laid out in this source material. It presents quite a compelling story, moving from identifying a problem to offering a systematic solution and promising a deep, soulful transformation at the end.
All right. So here's a final thought for you, our listener, to maybe mull over. Building on that distinction we talked about earlier, the source says this energetic process, reconnecting with your inner self, leads to both mental clarity and spiritual serenity. Now, given that the tools described are all energetic, working on chakras and auras, what assumption is being made here about, well, human experience? Why are the mind and the spirit treated as two separate outcomes of the same energy work? Is the mind just seen as a side effect of spiritual health, or are they actually considered two distinct areas managed by this one process?
That's definitely something to think about as you reflect on what this source material suggests.
Absolutely fascinating stuff. Thanks for bringing these sources to us for this deep dive into inner balance as presented here. Until next time, keep seeking that clarity.